So a big night last night at Peterborough Town Hall. Conservatives remain in control of Peterborough City Council. They have now a reduced majority of 7. Labour have doubled their council seats. And big shot, Lib Dems gain a seat, producer Ben. You were up all night, weren't you?
I was.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hanging on in there.
Big night, though. And, you know, much as we expected, Labour took some gains, as they have done right across the country. But, I mean, I suppose they'd have been hoping to take control of the council.
Yeah, they probably would have. And I think if you, as we did, spoke to a few of the Tory senior members of the Tory cabinet, they were saying their level of success for the evening was, as long as we keep control. And we've already heard that clip of Marcos Areste talking about, actually, on the face of it, it's not a bad evening. And it does sound like a bit of spin, as you were suggesting. Mm. But really, that's all you have to do when you're in control, is just keep the majority. Because as we know, the Tories, if they have an idea, let's say they want to change those fountains to chocolate fountains, they can do, essentially. As long as all the members toe the party line, they can do what they want.
Still got the majority, yeah. Now, other highlights of the night for you then? There was a big win, of course, of the Lib Dems, which was a big shock.
It was, yes. And I think Julia Davidson, who was the victor there, I was speaking to her afterwards, it was just the sort of emotion, really, that came through. I don't think I'm doing her a disservice when I say she wasn't expecting to win.
No.
And there were a couple of people like that. Lisa Forbes is worth a mention as well, a Labour councillor now, we'll call her. That real, you know, the journey from just a resident like myself and you are, Paul, to actually being a councillor, and you saw what it meant to them and the supporters. It was great to see something like that.
Yeah, what else did you see while you were at the town hall?
It was also the noise. I think that was the first thing that struck me. In my younger days, Paul, we sort of thought this would be quite a quiet affair, but not the case. In particular, Central Ward, which
well,
we know
let's hear that. Let's hear the noise of Central Ward.
And I hereby declare that Nazim Khan is duly elected candidate for Central Ward. Thank you.
Whoa, there it goes.
And there aren't many people there. There are sort of no more than 50, I think, in the public area at the bottom. And what was just before that clip that we played, it was announced that 1,912 votes for the Tory contingent, big roar. Mm. And then over 2,000 for the Labour one. And it meant a lot to a certain section of people there, and that came across.
Big turnout in Central Ward as
well. Well, we mentioned, we'll get our awards underway shortly, Paul, the turnout award of shame for Hampton. We've already mentioned them. But
18%.
54% in Central Ward, 54% of people turning out. So that's great to see. I also have the image of David Seaton engraved into my head.
Why is that,
Ben? With his dog in one hand.
His dog? He brought his dog? Corner.
He did. He brought his dog along. Well, someone's got to look after the dog.
Well, I suppose, yeah, fair
dog
enough.
Dog sitters probably cost quite a bit, so good savings there for Mr.
Seaton. And he had his own chair.
Indeed, yes.